Well, there's a lot that was said at halftime, but I think it was just a matter of execution for us. We didn't, second quarter, we didn't convert third downs and didn't make any plays. So third quarter, we got the defense gave us some good field position, and we executed, hit a big third down to Greg to keep that drive going, and then cashing in for a touchdown, got good field position again. Drove down, made plays, and converted on third down, and that's the key with us. It's converting on third down, and we did a better job today, but second quarter, I think we had a goose egg. So.
You said a lot was said. Was that by coaches, players? What?
We're more of a – we're not a young team anymore, so I think we all just kind of got together and talked about it. Let's execute better. These guys can't stop us if we just, run our stuff and execute, and we just did a better job of that in the second half.
Aaron, how would you assess your execution on the Lambeau League?
Pretty bad, yeah. I think that's my third one, and the guys are giving me a hard time on the sideline, but I told them, I said, look, I was tired. It was a long way to run. My calves are cramping, and that wall's pretty high. I need that little – they used to have back in 05, the wall was a little bit shorter in the middle, and Mark Tauscher caught a touchdown pass, eventually got called back because of a holding call, but that's kind of where he aimed for, and I think they need to bring back just a section for guys who are not as athletic, or maybe we can jump in that area.
When you guys see Clay Matthews – doing what he's doing the first 2 weeks. What do you say on the sidelines? What are you guys?
Just glad he's on our team, really, because he's a big time player, and we get on him and tease him about missing training camp the last couple of years, but we're just glad he plays on Sundays and plays the way he does. He's a tough matchup problem for any tackle, and he's got a relentless motor. And, we're gonna play a guy next week who Clay I know likes to emulate his game after, and Julius Peppers. Very similar skill set. So we're going to have to find a way to block them.
Aaron, what was different with getting Jermichael the ball more this week? He obviously got a lot of attention against the Eagles.
Well, he caught the same amount of passes. It was just finding ways to get him the ball in space, I think, down the field. Philadelphia's game plan was really to double him at all times. And so I think we looked at some ways to get him in better matchup situations. He caught a corner route. And was guarded by a defensive lineman, number 90, Kelsey. So we looked for those kind of matchups and tried to work stuff off our play action. Now, the run game, when you look at it, it wasn't the prettiest today, but I think it was effective, and we were able to, use it to set up some play action stuff, hit Greg on a play action pass, Jermichael on a couple play action passes, Jordy down the sidelines on a comeback for, a 15, 18-yard game on play action. So that's, the run game needs to be effective there, and we were able to find Jermichael in space a couple times.
Aaron, you placed a lot of pressure, or emphasis rather, on rhythm. Mm-hmm. First three possessions, three scores, but having settled for a couple of field goals, did you like the rhythm early on?
No, not really. I like converting those drives off with touchdowns, and didn't do that. That's unfortunately the second drive there, we made a good check and thought we were going to get a touchdown there. Just couldn't get that ball in the end zone. And then, it's tough in a game like this where you want momentum is important. First home game, the crowd as electric as it was at times. You want to make them one-dimensional. They have three very talented running backs, and we play downhill when we're able to, let Clay loose and make them a passing team. And we want to do that. Couldn't, second quarter we stalled there and went into halftime and realized we needed to put some distance between us and make them one-dimensional. Yeah, Belaga, from day one, he's fit in personality-wise very well here. And I like his work ethic and have a lot of confidence when he's in the game. Other than the jump on a hard count, I think he did a nice job for us.
Aaron, you weren't too thrilled with your performance. You said you played terrible in week one. How would you rate your performance in week two here?
Well, like I said last week, you can only go up from that performance. And definitely a better decision-making day for me. Throwing the football, though, I don't know what was going on. I couldn't throw a spiral on a few of those passes, so that's disappointing. But second half was more the way I'm capable of playing. And then the rhythm, I feel like I should be playing with. So we made some plays, and look at the film and hopefully get better and get a big matchup next week.
How bad did you want to run that first one in? When you slid, it looked like you were...
When I slid after the first down?
No, almost when you almost got in the touchdown. Yeah, like at the five, you slid down.
In that situation, I think it was 3rd and 12 or something. I just looked to my left after I kind of got through the line. They're playing a lot of man coverage with two high safeties, so that puts an emphasis on getting to the quarterback. And if not, everybody's covered, and I looked to run in that situation. And the guys did a great job up front. There's, no sacks, that's important. No turnovers, that's important. But a situation like that, I'm looking just to glance over, see where the first down was at, and get down.
You had a play down in the second quarter where you threw to Jones out of bounds, made a fourth down, and he had a lot of daylight in front of you. It was a pretty big down in distance at the time, but do you remember that one?
Third and 15, yeah. And I was in between taking off and getting it and throwing to James. I was pretty much going to throw it, and right before I was about to throw it, the thought came across my mind, should I run it? So I kind of double clutched in my mind. And he slipped, and I threw it too far outside. But I'm not sure I would have been able to get that, although I do think I'm semi-fast. I don't know if I would have been able to get that in that situation.
On the touchdown run, were you surprised how wide open that was?
Well, they were playing man coverage again. And JerMichael did what I would have guessed he would have done, but not exactly what we talked about in the huddle. So I was kind of thrown off by that and looked out to my outside read. And at that point, I felt like I could move to my right, still keeping my eyes downfield. Once I moved to my right, whoever was covering the outside receiver turned his back to me, so I knew I had a good chance of getting in and just made it.
Did your receivers get upset with you when you steal touchdowns from them like that?
Probably. they just gave me a hard time about my jump, though.
Aaron, I know in your mind you think corrections, but with the team not playing its complete game, 2 weeks in a row and still coming up with victories, I mean, is that an encouraging sign when you guys put it all together?
Yeah, it's tough to win in this league. Anytime you get a win, 34-7 looks good. But again, we feel like we can play better in this on offense for sure. I think the encouraging things, I think special teams has done a nice job for the most part. When they stop them inside the 20, on a kickoff return, and the way Jordy's returned the ball, I don't think we started a drive after, there's two kickoffs. He had two really big returns, and that really gives us momentum. If we feel like we get the ball inside the 30, we should put points on the board in that drive, and that's he's given us a big boost in that area.
Is the run game post-Grant a work in progress? Do you feel like you got a good handle on it today?
Yeah, it's got to be a work in progress. I think John, you know what you're going to get with John. He's a downhill. He's going to fall forward. He made a nice cut when he had an opening there on his 12-yard run. Brandon, is going to continue to be a changeup back for us. And I like his running style. We didn't, I don't think, do a great job at opening holes. But like I said, it was effective in that it set up the play action pass today.
Every win is big, but 2-0 Bears, 2-0 Packers next Monday night.
Well, to be honest, I'm excited that this game is in December because we've had some rough weather down there the last couple of Decembers. They're playing well. They made some big additions this offseason with Peppers and Chester Taylor. I haven't seen the stats or seen the highlights yet, but it seems to me that Jay Cutler is pretty comfortable in that offense and they're making plays. So it's going to be it's always tough to play down in Chicago. And they're 2-0. We're 2-0. It's going to be a big game.